Best in Ireland Awards, all this week on The Ray D'Arcy Show.
Today FM and Bord Gáis Energy, rewarding helpful people.
You know, this week it's sort of the Best in Ireland Awards. We're building up towards tomorrow, where we'll announce the winners in all the categories between 10 and 12 from the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre. One of our judges is Evelyn Cusack. Give Evelyn a round of applause. I see Paul Galvin's behind you there. Hi, Paul. How's it going? Yeah. You see, it's so small, Paul, you can't ignore people here. You have to mention them. It'd be rude not to. So, Evelyn, you've gone through all the shortlists and all that sort of thing, and you've decided on who you think should win.
Yes, I voted.
Yes, yeah. What was your reaction to what you read?
Well, first of all, thanks very much for including me in the judging, because I really enjoyed it. I must say it's been a very good experience, and reading carefully through all the nominees, it was very, very difficult. I know everybody says that, but it was very difficult to pick, because each person is there for a reason. Mm. And I think the reason is that from all of them, really, they're just sharing themselves, and they seem very kind, and it didn't involve any money. So it's sort of given, each person there was giving of their free time and giving their enthusiasm for maybe, for example, sport, and sharing that. And I like the idea of a good handyman. I wish I had one close by.
Behave.
No, to put the shelves up, right?
Of course.
So in particular, I suppose, because I have a child, I was impressed with the sports coaches and the mentors, because as you know, sport is fantastic for children. Well, indeed for adults as well. I'm sorry we all didn't do it more.
And reading Paul Galvin's book, he talks lovingly about various mentors and coaches he had over the years. So they're a huge part of...
But I mean, it is mostly voluntary in Ireland anyway. And, you know, speaking of the weather, which I'm involved in, going out on a cold winter's night. Most of our sport is played in the winter, isn't it?
Do you actually, in every conversation, do you manage to bring up the weather?
I do, yeah. I try and get in before the other person gets in. So. Well,
seeing as you brought up the weather, then, two things that I was reading. Firstly, they were predicting a white Christmas. Is it
rubbish?
Well, right. Okay.
Well, actually, hang on. Maybe there will be, but we can't predict. Unfortunately, our predictions are just about 5 days ahead.
Right.
But I mean, when I started 30 years ago, it was one day, so we've gone up by a factor of five. I think it's very good. Yeah. Now it's not always perfect. I didn't really talk about that rain very much in Dublin this morning.
Right, that wasn't forecast, wasn't that? No. It was very cold last night.
It was very cold. Yeah. -2. So it is winter. The nights are... We're heading for the longest night of the year, around the 21st.
And the other thing, well, there's two more things. One is, I read Dick Ahlstrom's piece in the Irish Times today. He's saying that we're heading globally for it to be the hottest year on record.
I've just read Dick's article there. By the way, the Irish Times, I'd recommend it on a Thursday, because it has a really interesting science page, and it's the only newspaper that does. Yeah. So, and we've one of our own writing today on Boole. Did you ever hear of Boole?
No.
Cork mathematician. He invented the zero...
Is he mentioned? He was mentioned somewhere recently. All right.
A very interesting article there. But they're celebrating the bicentenary, I don't know, next year in UCC. But he basically invented the computers. You know, the 0-1 logic.
Binary.
Yeah, binary. So anyway, back to Dick.
This is the maddest conversation I've had in a long time.
So we've two more months to go, so we're definitely on track globally to be the warmest year on record. Now, you might say, well, actually, we did have a good summer, but that's slightly irrelevant. Where is all the heat going? It's actually mostly going into the oceans at the moment rather than into the air. Now, you might say, well, what has that got to do with the weather? Well, look out at clouds and rain. Where does the rain come from?
The sea mist.
Yeah. So the sun shines on the sea, right?
Yes, okay.
So the sea consists of water molecules.
Yeah, it evaporates up and turns into clouds.
So if the sea is warmer, more will evaporate because it needs less heat.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
So
I
you get more clouds and you can get more rain.
That's what they were saying.
A possibility.
Warmer and wetter.
Warmer and wetter.
Yes,
so
yeah.
We don't necessarily want that in Ireland, do we?
No.
We don't want wetter.
But is this, and I've asked you this before, and you never give me a straight answer, but the fact that it is going to be the warmest year on record, is that an indication of climate change, do you think?
Well, it is a change. Yeah. Now the question is, are we causing the change? It's coinciding with the highest amount of carbon in the atmosphere, so it does seem that they're very intimately linked.
Okay,
all right,
okay,
yeah.
Yeah.
And the reason we know that is because we drilled through ice cores in Antarctica, which goes back 800,000 years. Now, in an ice, what is ice and snow? It's actually frozen water and air. Sorry,
do you
Ray.
Teach, do you teach, Evelyn? You sound like a teacher
it's,
there.
I know, I'm in pain.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's frozen water and a little bit of the air. So yeah. we can sample the air that was actually over the atmosphere up to 800,000 years ago. So we're not just guessing.
Right, so we have patterns for 800,000
yeah.
years. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, the other thing is the yellow, amber, is it yellow, orange,
oh.
and red?
Oh, yes, right, yeah.
They were introduced this year.
Thanks, Ray. Yeah, just this time last year, met Erin have this. It's in line with all of Europe, actually. So you can go on our website and you can see, for example, at the moment, there's yellow, orange, and red warnings out for the Mediterranean. There's been awful storms and flooding and for Northwest Africa, but we're clear at the moment.
Right.
So any time that we have these warnings out, I think it's great for, in line with all our people here, the best neighbour and the postman, they often check on people in outlying districts, you know, to help them out during snow and ice. And
so it's important. You were telling me as well that you that Met Erin give these warnings out to the Simon community.
Yeah, we started that about 3 years ago. They asked us, so if we're expecting low temperatures of below about 3 degrees Celsius at night, so they're taking extra care of
that's
people.
That's important.
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to tomorrow?
Yeah, it should be really interesting. So we get to meet people, obviously.
Oh, yes,
yeah. Oh, that's great.
And you'll get an opportunity to answer your own questions again.
Oh, sorry. Actually, can I just tell you one more really funny thing?
Yeah, okay.
On the way in here, I was chatting to my taxi man, and we were chatting about hospitals and all that sort of thing. And he used to work in orthopedics, and he said you could actually tell the seasons if you close the door on the orthopedic surgery, and you could actually tell the seasons from the injuries.
Right.
So in the summer, it was people jumping into rocks and trampolines, and obviously sunburn.
Yes.
And in winter, people slipping on ice and snow.
There you go.
And then I said, surely there's nothing for autumn. And do you know what the autumn accidents were? Which I'd never think of, people slipping on wet leaves. So do take care, and it might seem trivial, but that's what our new warning system is for anyway, if we're watching.
Always,
out
always
stuff.
A pleasure.
Right. Thanks, Ray, and thanks for having me.
No,
yeah, looking
you.
Forward to
Evelyn
it.
Evelyn Cusack, ladies and gentlemen, yes. And 5312 of your text, you can send us emails to raytodayfm.com.
The Best in Ireland Awards, all this week on The Ray D'Arcy Show.
Today FM and Bord Gáis Energy. Rewarding, helpful people.